It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the 2016 SHOT Show, the Sands Convention Center. This time, I have the one and only Hunter Nubbs Kale, the no-handed shooter. If you don't know who this dude is, you clearly don't have the internet, or you don't watch my show, or you don't listen to my podcast, because it's Hunter Kale. Hunter Kale, welcome.
Thanks for having me here, John. It's always a pleasure.
That was a warm welcome. Because
it was.
I think of you as a friend, young man.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm excited because 1 year ago we sat here at this table. It was over there.
Yes,
and
it
we
was.
Had a conversation like this.
Yeah.
And so much has happened for you, for your career since then.
Oh, it's definitely 110% different than it was in last year in this position. I mean, what can I say? It's been a long year, a lot of hard work, and it's definitely turned out for the best.
That's awesome. It is fantastic stuff. For those of you who don't know, and if you don't know, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to help you and get you along. Hunter has no hands.
Yep.
Hunter is an extremely competitive three-gun shooter. There's pretty much nothing Hunter can't do, but Hunter has decided he likes to shoot.
Absolutely.
Multi-gun, three-gun. And Hunter has been spending some time with the Michlacks.
Oh, yes. And somebody's got to give Jerry a run for his money.
And, you know, out there in Jerry's social media sharing and YouTube channel, which is fantastic and very well produced, Jerry and Hunter are doing things and talking about shooting and doing some shooting and so on. So when Practical Shooting Royalty recognizes your young talent, he was on the podcast with me yesterday morning, and we were talking about you and talking about your visit down there to Shootout Lane.
Wow.
And, you know, I asked Jerry, how do you keep doing stuff like this? How do you keep going? You know, I mean, is it good genes? Is it your diet regimen? Are you exercising? How do you keep going? And he's like, well, I don't really ever sit around.
Yeah.
And I love to feed off the energy of the young guys. And that's how we got on the how we got on the subject of Hunter coming down and working with them. And,
yeah,
wow, it's fun stuff. Talk about what's going on for you.
Well, man, I just picked up one of the a new sponsor that's taking me on for this year. I'm going to see how that goes. I'm shooting for their pro team. It's Armalite.
Awesome.
Strategic Arms Corp. as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Great guns.
No
love,
doubt.
Love their rifle. I've been running it a couple months now. Even non-sponsored, I was still running it, playing with it.
Right.
Giving it through the works. Yesterday at Media Day, actually, Tommy Thacker, mm-hmm. You know who Tommy Thacker is. He was shooting that 18-inch Armalite at 1,000 yards offhand, and I was like, okay, let's do this. So I picked up my 13-inch. They made me bring my actual rifle. Picked it up. Pow! Hit, unloaded it, sat it down, walked away.
Yeah, right?
So rifle's pretty slick. Doing a lot of different matches this year. I'm going to try and get my name out there more than just the three-gun circuit. Still my favorite sport, without a doubt, is three-gun.
Sure.
But definitely want to get out there, do a little bit of pistol stuff, a little bit of long-range stuff.
Well, under that family of brands is Surgeon Rifles.
Absolutely.
And I have a love affair with my Surgeon Rifle, as the audience knows. When it comes to long range, man, that
hard to beat
that
a surgeon,
might be the
man.
Ticket. So, yeah, I look forward to the day that we get to shoot some PRS together. Or maybe
absolutely.
I should re-say that. And then I don't look forward to the day that Hunter comes along and kicks my butt there as well. So.
We were playing with a Surgeon 308 yesterday, shooting subsonics at 500.
Yeah.
We're smacking clays with them. So
that's awesome.
It's a pretty slick little setup, especially shooting subsonics.
Yeah. So nice and quiet. That's kind of a tricky thing. You're going to have a little more elevation data with a subsonic because that's falling off pretty quick.
We were kind of mortaring them in there, but we're still getting the hits. So
good times. Well, what are we looking forward to this year? I mean, what else do we have going?
I've got a few out of the country trips. Going to Thailand to shoot an IPSC pistol match.
Good for you.
They want me to come down and do a little training, inspirational stuff, and try and shoot a pistol match. Hadn't shot any IPSC yet, besides
right.
shotgun, which I shot last year, which was awesome. Then I've got a Finland trip that I'm going to shoot in a IPSC shotgun match.
Come on, man.
And then, as always, bunch of three-gun, and then, like I said, a little bit of USPSA and some PRS stuff. So traveling all over and shooting for one of the best companies out there.
If you'd have ever thought 2 years ago,
One year ago.
Coming out of, Central Middle Tennessee area, that you'd be flying to Italy and to Thailand and to Finland and all of these places because shooting is taking you there?
Never, I mean, ever would have imagined it.
How could you imagine that? That's amazing. What a great story.
In 1 year, it's definitely had a huge transformation, and still kind of hard to believe a little bit, but
yeah,
it's awesome.
Live it, man.
It's awesome.
All right, so talk about the Nub Foundation then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Last year, you know, I was a coach for a camp called Nubability, which is a athletic camp for kids with that have limb differences, or however you would say that. They have nubs, basically.
Right.
And I did a shooting expo as well for them, and they loved it. And a bunch of the kids and stuff wanted to actually go and shoot. So the leader of Nubability contacted me and said, hey, would you be interested in doing a Nubability shooting camp? And I was like, absolutely. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So they're giving me the go-ahead on it. Me, Becky Ackley, Tommy Thacker, and a few other coaches, James Gill, we're all going to be out there teaching these kids. We're going to have just plinking stuff for the young ones. We're going to have a steel challenge for the more advanced. Then we're going to have trap and skeet. And then, of course, we're going to have three gun for the real advanced.
Yeah.
So last year, I've never seen anybody else with no hands or anything like that. Well, I have, but, like, actually made contact and stuff with them. And I was kind of shocked with the amount of potential that these kids had. I mean,
sure,
there was three gold medal Olympians there in running, and they didn't have any legs. There was two kids there that were actually fully sponsored, or not sponsored, scholarships for playing basketball. They had one arm. They're playing for Florida State.
Sure.
And stuff like that. I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome.
That's super cool. And I also think that it is super cool that Nubability would recognize and give the go-ahead to a group of shooters.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I mean, this is a pretty mainstream organization. And, you know, to embrace the shooting community through you
absolutely
is a huge step and is notable, and they deserve some recognition for that alone.
Absolutely, I'm extremely excited about it. It's going to be towards the end of July, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be pretty awesome. We're going to have it down in Georgia or Atlanta at South River Gun Club.
Love it.
Bunch of bays and get out 5-star skeet range. So
you bet.
A lot of stuff. It's going to be pretty interesting.
Well, chances are pretty good you might see some of that on Shooting USA.
Uh-oh.
Watch out. Watch out now. So you've been in the show for a couple of days now. You were out at range day.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's pretty confined to the Armalite family.
Yeah.
But apart from that, what have you seen that's turned heads?
The new STI has definitely gotten my attention.
Buddy.
The DVC 3 gun is pretty slick.
Yeah, they brought out the DVC Limited and the DVC Open last year.
Yes.
And this year they're showing the DVC 3 gun, 2011 base, 9mm.
Basically.
And blacked out.
Oh, it's so
sexy.
It's
sharp, dude.
It's awesome.
Sharp gun.
They actually kind of took Greg and Tommy's advice last year and said, hey, we're shooting these night matches and we don't have rails, so we're duct taping lights onto our pistol.
Right.
We need
an under rail mount.
Exactly. Yeah. And they just kind of took their advice and put together this awesome new rig called the DVC 3 gun.
So it's a lot of pieces from the Marauder, but with that DVC style light and top end.
Yes.
Super, super slick.
And I'm pretty sure it's a 5.5 inch. Is that correct?
That sounds right.
Yeah. It's a little longer barrel than the original one. And you guys just got to see this pistol. It's slick. I might be carrying one in my holster next year.
Well. Uh-oh. All right. Eluding two.
Uh-oh.
The nub mount.
Yep.
Dad built it for you, the first one. I've looked at a bunch of different iterations of it. I've shown the audience how it works and all of that. Where are we going with that?
Since I did the Jerry thing, when me and Jerry were at the range showing my gear off, tons and tons and tons of people have contacted me to do prosthetics, 3D printers.
Yes.
All that good stuff.
Yes.
I need to do it.
Yes.
I keep postponing it a little bit because I got to go and get molds and all that good stuff or fly to another state to do it. But it's probably going to be worth it because not many people like putting a big piece of JB Weld and zip ties on a $4,000 pistol.
It's one of those things. There's nothing wrong with what works, but if you can get something that works better.
Exactly.
Man.
Because this thing breaks every once in a while, especially you shoot major power factor, which I will be shooting USPSA, so I'm going to have some of that.
Yep.
The just the sharp recoil of it, it breaks the JB Weld pretty easy, so might be having to get that done here soon.
Well, physically, if that thing's taking that much stress, so is your nub.
Oh, absolutely. Whenever I went to Jerry's, we shot about 6,000 rounds in 4 days.
Right.
Where my nub mount sits, there was absolutely no hair, and it was swollen on each side of the nub mount. So,
okay.
And that's shooting minor power factors. So just imagine shooting that much major.
We may be getting to a point where you need to start looking at something to wrap that or something to support it. Have you thought about that? I mean, I don't know.
Not really. I just kind of was thinking maybe, you know, I shouldn't shoot 6,000 rounds in 4 days.
Yeah. I mean, there's that, too. I think anybody who shot 6,000 rounds in 4 days,
Jerry's hands were blistered
up.
Himself, and he has calluses for days So that's pretty impressive.
That's saying something.
That man doesn't quit. Get up at 7 o'clock, shoot about 1,000 rounds of plate rack, and then you go eat lunch and do it again.
Awesome.
It's definitely crazy.
Well, young man, it has been quite a year for you, and I look forward to seeing where it goes in 2016 and beyond.
Absolutely. I'm pretty excited myself.
Awesome.
Good to be here again, John. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Too easy. We got more from the SHOT Show 2016 in the Sands Convention Center. Stay tuned.